ACH VSU.
Hi, Toby.
Oh, hi, Drake. What did you guys find wrong in 86 yesterday?
We didn't find anything. We're just trying things to see if it works better or not. So we've got another preselector, and we're trying an MTR 2000 receiver that's made for the frequency, that's actually made for that frequency band that we're using it in, to see if it does any better. It doesn't sound like it's a huge improvement, but we'll just see how it goes. It doesn't hurt to try anything.
Yeah, I almost think we need to find our towers. That thing's just driving us too nutty right now. I don't know. Do we even, you know? Who knows? Who knows? You know?
Well, unfortunately, a new tower is not happening. That's going to be way too much money. We got to make do with what we can. Figure something out. But we're gonna, Joe and I are gonna leave it this way for about a week. If there's no improvement, we're gonna set it back and then try some other more different filtering and see if that.
Where are you? You're real scratchy.
I'm in Whitewater Township now.
Wow. I mean, you shouldn't be having that much trouble into the thing, but you're dropping in and out a few times. Our static is covering you up.
This one's on my to-do list as well. I've got a fix for all of that. It requires a climb.
10-4. 49 degrees. Just trying to get woke up again. This time change has got me all messed up.
I totally forgot the time change happened. I was just not paying attention to it, and all of my clocks are automatic, so it just, I had no idea it happened. And I was like, oh, it feels a little early, and it's dark out. Oh yeah, the time change happened.
Oh, I know. It's like I was doing something and looking. Hey, it was 2 o'clock. Wait, 3 o'clock? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Time change, yeah. So, yeah. So, okay, Drake. Talk to you later. KCBSU.
Catch you later,
Toby.
Okay, do I answer back in a mobile? I'm the Pelston.
Well, there you go. Headed to Pelston, KC8 QBS.
still clear.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful, sunny.
Damn, man, I was just noticing there's big scratches on my gauge cluster. Somebody went to town on it. I don't know. Yeah, we got 60 degrees on the dash here. 60.
Yeah, it's warming up pretty good over here in Leota, too. The sun's out. That's nice. Yeah, I just took my little wheelie counter out back. I measured. I got plenty of room to put that tower up behind my pole barn. No problem. No issues. So I think that's where it's going to go. I was going to put it out front, but it just worked better back here. I just know. And my desk is back here, too. My desk is more towards the back of the pole barn. So that'll work out better for me, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. It'll be groovy. Put you a plug in on the wall or whatever. Have the coax dump out right in the... Shoot, you could probably make it come right out of the ceiling. I don't know, whatever you figure out, but yeah. Yeah, that'll work out pretty good. It's kind of a goofy setup you got going on, but it works.
Yep, yeah, it just works. Well, the skip's coming in over here, too. I can hear the skip, the Maluma Darling coming in.
I talked to Chester on his way to the horse ranch. He said Joker sold the Texas Star and he's getting an 8-bill. And he got a 2-bill. I guess that guy's got a couple 2-pill amplifiers for sale as well that are already built. I'm sure you've already seen them. I've never been over there. I wouldn't mind getting one of them for my vehicle.
Yeah, well, one of these days we got something to work on or something. We'll either ride over there with somebody or if you got anything you've worked on or whatever. We'll get over there. Yeah, this guy knows his stuff. He's pretty doggone good. Yeah, I knew Joker sold that. He sold it to somebody local here, too. I don't remember who he sold it to. Talked to him on the radio last night, I think. I don't remember, but yeah. Joker, he's going to go get... Yeah, what do you want for that? $375, I think, or $325 or something like that. It was pretty reasonable the price for it just gone through, but Joker's got money. He's okay.
Yeah, he's usually on this link, too. I haven't heard him talking, but he said he was on here. He might even jump in there. I don't know, but yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind having a look and see what that guy does and maybe pick something from him. So, what else was I going to talk about? Yeah. I got enough crap, though, so I don't know. Probably shouldn't. You guys are getting me all fired back into it again. I got away from all that stuff. It's like crap. Can't get away from it. Once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, well, I'm about to stop. I've spent about all the money I'm going to spend on this gig. You know, I got this tower I'm going to put up, and I got that ground plane, a new ground plane over there, and that set of beams, and I got this nice radio here now. The only thing I'm going to look for when I go to Dayton down there is an amplifier.
Radio. Boy, the wind sure is whipping. And the wind is whipping. Blowing me all over. Oh. There's a guy picking up a dead deer. County. KDIS Mobile. We're just about to 75. I got to cross over 75 and head over to Atlanta in the north, and then I got to... I'll probably have to
I'll have to look at my route and see. I might have to come all the way back down the same way I go up, come back down to Lansing and come over. I don't know if there's a Class A road north of there or not.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like you're going to have a little bit longer day today. But it is Monday, you know, I get all that.
Yeah, a little bit longer. Probably the same as what it usually is. I won't be taking a nap today.
Won't be taking a nap today. That's a good one. Yep. Yeah, you probably ain't going to be home till about 5 o'clock tonight. Be about my guess.
I got a dance class tonight, too. That guy said something about Frito-Lay's putting in a distribution thing up here, too. A little distribution warehouse. Looking for people, I guess. I don't know where it's going. No idea, but... this little bit of warm weather today is going to get me all excited about spring, and then we're going to go right back to... Bob was saying this morning at work that we could get 12 inches of snow this weekend. And I was like, I never heard that, but I guess it's... I mean, obviously it's possible, but I didn't hear about it.
Yeah, well, the bonus factor to that is it won't be around long. If we get 12 inches of snow, it won't be here more than a couple of weeks at the outside, and it'll be gone again. See, I'm doing some research here on this computer. Can you mount a ground plane antenna above a beam antenna if the beam antenna is vertical? No. No, you cannot. So... you can do it if the beam antenna is horizontal, but you can't do it vertically. So that is out of the question.
Well, you could if you had a fiberglass mast, but that's not going to be very strong, probably.
Yep, that's what they say, and you need to use an antenna that doesn't have any ground radials on it either, like an Antron 99, or there's one other antenna they said you could use too. I don't remember which one it was, but yep, no ground radio, and then it would work fine, but otherwise it will interact, the omnidirectional will interact with the beam and cause high FWR readings, so there you go. When I put this tower up, the only thing that's going to go on this tower is that ground plane. That's it. I can't put that beam on there. No way.
Yeah, Chester was talking about putting his directional antenna that he's got on the same tower as the antenna he's already got in the air. And I was like, well, that's not going to work very good. He seems to think it will, so whatever. He can do it.
No. I've been over to Chester's place. I know what he's got going on over there. He's not going to put that beam on that mast. There ain't no way. No way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm going by the Indian River School. It's called the Inland Lake. I'm going right by here. Not far now to Lansing, and then, yeah, boy, I wish it was just going to remain the place. This is too good of a day.
Yeah, I know it is. It's definitely nice out, for sure. I don't know what time, my wife will probably leave here about, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock. She's in there taking a shower. Time is it's about 10:30 now. She'll probably blow out of here in the next hour and a half, 2 hours, I'm sure. That's about her norm when she goes home on Monday. That way she can get home, get relaxed, and do whatever. I say, okie dokie.
What do you got planned for the rest of the day? You just around. You need to dig a hole. What do you got going on?
No, I'm going to clean up this pole barn. I got to clean this table off. I need to clean off this pool table again, put stuff away, take dishes in, get dishes done. I got laundry to do. I got probably at least 3 loads of laundry to do, but I can only do 2 a day. I can do 1 in the morning, and I can do 1 late afternoon because my wash machine drains out into a 55-gallon drum out there that's got the bottom cut out of it. So, yeah, you can do 2 loads a day, but you've got to space them out pretty good. Otherwise, it backs up. There you go. So, yeah, I need to put in another 55-gallon drum out there or something so I can do a couple loads, 2-3 loads a day. So I don't have the water capacity going out, so there you go. Either I got another one of them big 225 or 275-gallon totes. I got another one of them downstate. Maybe I'll just come up there and dig a hole out here and put it in there for that wash machine and be done with it. I'll never have to mess with it again. You'd just be done with it. Like, I could do that too, but that's a lot of work digging a hole that big, buddy.
Yeah, you gotta run, dig a trench and run some of that tile out. Just fill the stone and that tubing with holes in it, and then you got, it'll drain right out of that barrel. And then you're gonna put a 90 in the barrel. Just like a regular septic drain field, but you only need one. That's what I did. Just one, and it works just fine. She can do all the long. I think the other day she did 3 loads back to back. So it works pretty good. But I did it pretty good. There's 100 gallons of capacity, and then it drains out. But it's all sand around us, you know. So drainage. This winter's been rough, though. I have a feeling once it gets hot and dry out again, it'll just go away. But yeah. Plus, who wants to do that much laundry?
I don't. In a 155-gallon drum out here, usually gets me by. I can do a load of laundry every day. You know, I can do 3 loads. It takes me 3 days to do it. I don't care. I'm going to do a load today, and I'm going to hang it out on the line to dry because it's going to be a nice day out. So, yep, there you go. That's what's going on around here. Like I said, I got to get this whole barn cleaned up. I'll probably let the wood burner burn itself out and open the bay doors down here on the end because I get sick and tired of sitting in here. I've been in this pole barn all winter long, all winter. There's no windows in here, no windows. So you just turn the lights on and you sit in here, and I'm sick and tired of that too. I want to open the doors and get spring going on in here, you know. I'm tired of just looking at these 4 walls and the dingy old dungeon dark.
Yeah, we all are. Everybody out here listening and feels the same way. We're supposed to get some ice and stuff up here too, so rain, snow, I don't know. It's gonna do something. I can feel it. We got a nice day here, so it's definitely calling the snow god back to haunt us, so. Alright, well, I'm almost to my delivery. I gotta get it piled off here, and I got 24-foot long tubing. I got square tubing and round tubing and different sizes. And so that's going to be fun. I have a feeling they do not have any way to get it off the truck. Or they'll be able to pull it off, but they're probably going to say, well, you got to get it to the back. And there's some of it that's not. It's up in the front. So I guess, wish me luck. I'll be out here, though. I'll be bouncing in and out of the truck. Probably another half hour, I'll holler back out, see if anybody's out there, so. Alright, enjoy the time at home. KKKXKDYF, we'll be clear with you.
Yep, alright, Ryan, we'll catch up with you somewhere down the log here. I'll just leave it right over here on this on this 400 simplex channel, my remote base, so.
Yep.
And give me a holler. I'll be around here, doing something.
KDYF, KCA, QVX.
WADPC.
Backed up, opened the doors, and pulled out. It dumped the clutch, pulled out, and rolled that shit right out on the ground. On the radio. I'll tell you what, 10 minutes on the radio with that 2990, you better get a fan on that heat sink. I can tell you that right now. It's got to have a fan on it because it got pretty hot. People down there to cold water. I gave them $100 for it, which was too much money, but it is like brand new. It is a, what do they call this? The PDC 600LP. It's got SWR, watts, and modulation in it. That's what it's got. And it's also got a light in it. If you plug a wall wart in the back of it, it's got a light in it. I haven't tried that yet, but I'll get that wired up, make sure there's a light works in the thing too.
Yep, that's where I got it.
I gave you $250 for that that one golden eagle and that meter, which was actually too much money because that golden eagle, he said it was new. He advertised it as new. Well, after I got home and got out of the box, trust me, that microphone was not new. It was tarnished up pretty doggone bad, but I got it polished up pretty good. But this meter was worth half. Well, I sold one just like this to Animal for $60 back 2 months ago. So that's about all that meter was worth. But okay, I'll give you what you're asking for. But I've been trying to call him. I'm gonna call him and offer him less money for that other Silver Eagle. I'll say, hey, dude, now I need to bring it back, or you can make me a deal on it because that golden eagle you sold me was not new, was not even close to being new. So there you go. We'll see what he does.
Well, I want to get one of them from the Silver Eagle. Put it on my pay station, and then we can talk on there. And then I'll feel special.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I got three of them here. Three of them I could sell. One of them I bought off of eBay. I get pretty good money for that one, but it's like brand spanking new. It's in the box. And then I got this other one, brand spanking new, that's in the box I got from that guy. And then I got this golden eagle. But I don't know which one of them I want to sell yet. I plugged that golden eagle into my radio here. It's got a 4-pin connector on it. It will not key the radio. So evidently it's not wired correctly.
Now you know how to take care of that. Figure it out. It's not too difficult. Well, yeah. If you need it back or something, it's not going to go anywhere. I'm like a pawn shop. It just stays there. No one ever buys anything from a pawn shop. But whatever. I've never had one hooked up that worked very well. The ones I had, they worked, but I don't know, they were really old, beat up.
Yep. Well, I might keep this golden eagle because, the only reason I keep this is because of the serial number on it. The serial number is 212. It's 212 is the serial number. And it states right on the front of it, a limited edition of static, which has got the push bar down on the base. They never made a golden eagle that I know of that had the push bar on the base. Because I had a guy right down the gate to tell me that. He goes, well, they never made one. I said, what? He goes, they never made a golden eagle with a push bar on the base. Well, evidently they did. But you had to get this special edition, it says a limited edition. So I think this microphone is worth a little bit of money.
Yeah, it might be to somebody. I'm just coming down 33, heading back to too fast. Well, I just got to get one wired up to my 4-pin radio and I'll be all set, groovy, and you'll be able to hear me better.
There you go. I love these D104s. They may sound a little bit chinny, but I'll tell you what, you want to talk about audio. These things make a lot of audio. They're really, really nice. I got one of them on my ICOM 718 sitting here, but it's got that, what they call that 10DA head on it. It's a DL10DA head or something like that. It's strictly a sideband head for it. It does not have that lollipop head on it. I have the lollipop head for it. It's in the cabinet, in the box. And it looks just like brand new. All my stuff looks like new, though, because I take care of it. But that 10DA head on there, I talked to them guys on that Buzzard Roost net, and I say, you sound fine to me, Mark. You sound fine. So I don't mess with that anymore. It's where it's set, and that's where it is.
Oh, good deal. Okay, I'll set it. Leave it alone, because if you mess with it, you'll just break it. Always. If it works, don't touch it. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to mess with mine either. I'm going to change the antenna out, though, when we get a nice day. I'm going to pull that beam off there. I don't think I'm going to sell it, but I don't know. Probably just throw it back where it was. And I'm gonna put that ground plane back up. I already got one in the air, but I gotta have two. So one's on 10 meters, so
Yeah, you'll want to have two or three of them up too. It's nice to have 10 meters. Them guys on 10 meters are pretty good too. Although I haven't heard them in a while, so I don't know what's going on with that. KDYS Mobile, found 33.
Yep, yep, okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, your all-star deal over there is working really well on whatever frequency I'm on here. I don't remember. But, yeah, you're full, pretty much full quieting to me. So it's working. I guess we're tied in with Northern Mission Link or something. I'm not sure what you're tied in with up there. But anyway, it's working. I'm sitting here in a pole barn on a 1-watt Motorola handheld talking to you. So there you go. It all works.
Yeah, I'm coming in on the 7-4 repeater south of Sheboygan here. I guess I think it's called Hackleberg Road. I was going by it the other day. I believe it's the big tower you can see from 33. So, and I was talking to you on the 19 before the last time. So, yeah, it works great. I think that radio over there at my house is set at 10 watts. There's no fan on it, so she's just a cooking away, but whatever, I got a bunch of them. I got probably 20 more of them, so we'll just burn them up.
There you go. You know, Ryan, if I went through here and I counted everything I got downstate and every radio I got up here, I probably got at least 50 MaxTrack, GM300 and Radius mobile radios. I bet I got 50 of them. I got PA units. I got so many PA units to fold on the back of them. It's crazy. It's just crazy. I got so much crap, buddy, I could have my own ham fest.
Yeah, I know. I've seen some of them. Well, that's good. And if we need parts, we got them. I guess if you need parts, I don't really use those radios. I don't even have one. Don't have one. I don't have a way to program it, so that's why I don't have one. Yeah, I think I got two more stops. I don't know, the communication line over here is just kind of dangling down into the field. That looks very safe. They got it wired up at the roadway. Yeah, I think I got about 10 or 15 more minutes till I'm at my stop, and then I'm heading home. I got to go to Roscommon, too, so I got to jump back on the 75 and head down there. I don't think they added anything else.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sure is a beautiful day out. I'm not a cloud in the sky here. My solar panels are cooking. Out there charging my batteries. I just went down to the transfer station, took a bag of garbage down there, so got that done. Filled up one 20-pound propane tank out here. I picked up from Wilson yesterday. It was empty. Unhooked that one and hooked that 120 up to my wife's cabin over there for that heater. So, yeah, it's all good. Everything's working out. She left about, she's been gone probably an hour or so, head back downstate. I said, okay, see, if she's not coming back up this next coming weekend, but she will definitely be coming back up the weekend after that, because I got to go to that class over there in Vassar to get that taken care of. And then the weekend after that, they're having a CCW class down in Hillsdale County. I'm going to call down there and see if I can get signed up for that on the 29th. Yeah, the 29th. It's on a Sunday, which... whatever, I'm going to call them and say, okay, how about if I just pay you the money and you sign my papers and I can get out of here, because I can't get a CCW anyway, but I need to have the class, so there you go.
Yeah, they make it a big deal so you won't do anything again, or try to, but so well. Yeah, you're pretty busy. I got stuff going on too. Next couple weekends, but I don't think it's very far. The end of the month we're going to Mackinac City. And yeah, about it, other than going over to family and around Clare County. So, yeah, tonight's dance class, too. I got to go to dance class and dance, so. We did get a little rain up here, too. It was spitting rain a little bit, and the temperature dropped down. Oh, it's back up to 59 degrees now. Up by the water there, it was pretty cold, though. It was like 50 degrees, and the wind was blowing pretty heavy. Well, sun's starting to peek out again. They got quite a bit of snow up here still.
Okay. Had to wait for the local ID to go off there. This is the KTH-QVX repeater system. She helping? What else was I going to tell you? Something, I forget what it was. Well, I got a little laundry going in there. Got that taken care of. I've just been busy out here, doing a little bit of this, doing a little bit of that, trying to get the pole barn cleaned up. I'm going to work on that pretty much all day. Got my bay door open, finally. Open my bay door, open my entrance door. Still got my wood burner going in here, but gee whiz, it's sure nice to be able to just look out there and see the sunshine. So heck yeah, I'm loving this weather. Wait till tomorrow, though.
I looked at the weather, and Bob was wrong. I didn't see any snow forecasted for any kind of amount, so that's good. But yeah, the temperature's going to be cold, but it will dry out some of the roads a little bit. My road actually is packed down pretty good now. The mud is gone for now, and I dug down a little bit. I didn't really hit any frost, so I think my dirt road is pretty well frost-free now, except for the very south side of it by the forest, but, well, cool. Yeah, I wish I had enough time to be at home, or I'd have all the stuff done. When I'm at home on the weekends, I don't feel like doing all that work. Maybe when it warms up, I will. It just is a drag to do work, and I'm never at home. Alright, well, I'll let you get going at it. We'll holler out after a bit. I'll be driving down the road again here in a bit. I'm almost to 68 now. So we'll be pulling into the pickup in a minute, and then we'll be heading back to Roscommon. KTH-QVX, KDYS, be careful. We'll catch you in a bit.
Alright, Ryan, we'll catch up later in a little bit. I'll have my hand held on here. I'll be in and out of the pole barn, though. I'm working on projects. KEYS KCAQVX.
This is KFADNF looking for KADYS. Ryan, are you out there still? Say it again, did not read. Okay, sounds like you said you're out of range of the repeater. I'll stand by for a while, and maybe as you get a little bit closer, we can try again. KF8ENF.
I don't know if I'm going to be really good at
Yeah, you're quite broken. I'm only hearing, like, probably every third word. So if you're able to call back before 3 o'clock or maybe after 3:30 or 4, should love to talk to you and pick your brain a little bit on the 10-meter stuff I overheard you talking about today.
Stand by KGIS Mobile. We're coming up to...
KFADNF, standing by.
You mobile, my friend. NXP, Mobile.
Whoever's trying to test the repeater, this is KF8AGY. You are not coming through. You're barely holding the repeater, and if you're speaking, your audio is broken up. Alpha Golf Yankee radio check.
This is KSGZ. You're in there with a little bit of static.
Thanks, Glenn. KF8AGY. Monitoring.
If you've got a mobile, my answer is bring your power up all the way if you can. Handhelds may be kind of sketchy right now.
KSGZ, KDREH.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, just letting you know, I've got a couple announcements for tonight, just spotter training classes.
Well, that'd be excellent, given the Three Rivers and all that's happened down there. Why don't I put you at the top of the list with announcements? How does that sound?
Yeah, that'll be fine. I got the relevant ones around here anyway, so... I do have some info on those too for the events downstate, and it sounds like there might be a potential tomorrow into Wednesday as well for more down there too.
I think it's going to be a bad year. I think we really need to push Skywarn because I think the weather's going to be heading our way. All right, the repeater's having issues, so be aware of that. They put a new repeater in, and we're still having issues. It's a little bit better, but so be advised that we may have some limitations on who can join us tonight.
I talked to Drake about it, so. All right, I'll stand by then for the net. KDREH.
KSGZ, net in 2 minutes. Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club Mesh Net using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. Be advised that we are having repeater issues. We are diligently working on this, trying to come up with some solutions. You may want to, in the future, for now, try to use a mobile with higher wattage to get into it. Seems to be fine for that, but sometimes the ASTs may have issues. Before we get into check-ins, I'd like to have Mike Vandermeer talk about Skywarn. In light of what happened to Three Rivers and the tornado season starting the earliest with the most deadliest in a long time, I think it's very appropriate. Mike, take it away.
Yep, good evening. This is Mike, Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Echo. As you all know, last week we had a pretty significant tornado event. Looks like there were four confirmed kind of in a straight line, went through Coldwater all the way up to Union City where it did the majority of its damage. Looks like they had four fatalities, and the highest rating they had was an ES-3 that went through Three Rivers at the moment. Not Three Rivers, Union City. I think with that, that's kind of kicking off our severe weather season pretty good. So with a reminder of that, there are some upcoming Skywarn classes April 8 at 6 p.m. at the Bendy Governmental Center. That's free to the public. Looks like there's one in Wexford April 14th, 6 p.m. That'll be at the Cherry Grove Fire Department. And Grand Traverse will be April 30th at 6 p.m. at the Health Department on Lafreniere. They moved it from the library up to the Health Department. So again, those are your three dates. If there's any other dates you want, please check the National Weather Service Gaylord Skywarn page. They have a complete list of current Skywarn training locations. It's good for everybody that has not had it in a couple of years, or if you want just a refresher, I go every year. That way, if they have something that changes in any of their reporting protocols or anything like that, it's good to go and see what's new. So again, I encourage everybody to do that and to stay vigilant. And again, we're kind of kicking everything off a little bit early this year. They're saying, again, Tuesday, Wednesday downstate, that's going to be the same as what we had last week. So just everybody start to be mindful of that. And when there is a activation, listen to the 1468-6 repeater for the Northern Michigan Link repeater network. And with that, I'll kick it back over to you.
I want to reiterate how important ham radio is for NOAA. Again, their radar is line of sight, and as a curvature of the Earth, they cannot see low-level stuff. And ham radio, in my mind, is the optimal way of, one, getting that information and relaying it to authorities. All right, at this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After your last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
This is Tony, Kilo, Echo, 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
3,
TJ.
Drake, and 8 DMH.
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Mike, Kilo, Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. I'll be in and out into reception.
Scott, Whiskey, X-Ray 1, Juliet.
Joe, NACN, portable.
All right. I have a couple doubles there, but I think I got them. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY, Tony, KE8SBZ, Drake, NADMH, Bob, KB8SBJ, Kevin, KD9WWU, I think that's correct. Mike, KD8REH, in and out, Scott, NewBX1J, Joe, NHCN. Anybody else?
This is Nick, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima, India.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Kevin, KF8AGY, don't know if you got me the first time around.
Kevin, I got you the first time. Mike, WABPC, got you. Nick, is it KD8? Nick, give me your call sign again. I just screwed it up.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima, India.
Nick, welcome. I think you're new to the show here. Anybody else?
Mark, KC8,
and you also had Bob,
John, KFA, SCF, mobile, in and out.
I got John, in and out, and what was that other station? There's another station, I think it was FT in there. Maybe not. All right, let's go to the top of this with Kevin. Kevin, we're going to change things up a little bit. What I'd like to do is for you to give me your location and make a comment on the level of static you're getting, mild, moderate, or severe, and so we can kind of keep track of that. Kevin, go ahead with your information. Was that for KF8AGY? Sorry, KF8AGY, that's you. You're on the list first. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8AGY on the west shore of Spider Lake. I am hearing no static, full quieting, and no interference on the repeater so far.
On my end, I'm getting just a tad from your signal. Let's go to Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, what kind of static are you getting in your location?
Okay, I'm getting next to no static. There was just a tiny bit there at the end of Kevin's transmission. Welcome back.
Glad to be back. Let's go to Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, and what's your static level?
Drake, NADMH. Hammond and 5 Mile. And static seems to be pretty okay this evening so far.
All right, you're dead quiet with me. Let's go to Bob, KB8SVJ. It's been a long day. Bob, KB8SVJ. Bob, your location, and let us know on your static levels.
Yeah, this is KB8SVJ, located in Essen City, Benzie County. Kevin was a little scratchy. Everybody else was full quieting. When people were initially checking in, there was a couple that was, to me, was broken up and not quite readable at times. KV8SCJ.
Bob, you're absolute quiet to me. Let's go to Kevin number two, KD8WWU. Kevin, your location and your static levels.
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Northwest Indiana. Working on EchoLink, there is a slight bit of static on all the transmissions I'm getting, what I'm hearing. But other than that, everything else is coming through quite well.
Interesting. On EchoLink, you're dead quiet. Let's go, Mike's in and out. Let's go to Scott. Scott, the best one, Jay. Scott, your location and your static levels. Scott, the best one, Jay, you there?
Yeah, I believe I'm here, so let's go ahead and give it a try. From my standpoint, there's a, here in Washington Street in Traverse City, there's a low-level scratchiness that's just as a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 1 that's always present, but everyone else's signals seem to be overpowering it, and they seem to be coming in fine. Yeah, that's it. Back to you. WX1J.
All right. Well, the ghosts don't seem to be bothering us tonight, but you never know. Let's go to Joe. Joe, NHCM. Joe, your location, I know you're on HT. Give us a try. Tell me what your static levels are.
Well, sorry about that. Sure, NHCN. I'm just walking around the neighborhood here. I guess I should probably finish configuring APRS on this thing. But I just going for an evening walk with the kids. They're way ahead of me on their rollerblades, so got a minute to catch up. I'm hearing just a little bit of static in the background, especially on Kevin, but everything's pretty quiet so far, which is, I think, good news. I think we're moving in the right direction towards tracking this thing down. But I'm walking on low power on purpose, just to see if you guys can notice anything. I'm just near Barlow and South Airport. No traffic to the net, by the way. NHCN.
All right, Joe, you're dead quiet. So, time of day, I guess. I don't know. All right, let's go to Nick, KF8, KLZ. Sorry, Nick. It takes me a while to get to know people's call signs. Nick, give us your location and let us know if you're experiencing any static with the repeater.
This is Nick. I am on the Boardman over by the library. And little to no static, seems pretty clear. That is KF8 SLI.
Nick, are you new to our group, or I just, your call signs are rather new?
I am both new to the group and new. I think I've had my license since the beginning of January.
Well, Nick, congratulations on getting into the net and getting your license. Think about joining our club. We have project nights every Tuesday and monthly meetings. And welcome to the hobby. Let's go to Mike. Mike, WBPC. Mike, your location and how's your static level?
Net control, WABPC down here in Royal Oak. I'm an all-star, so it should be full quieting. Or 5'9", like we're supposed to say, hi. Kevin was like the 5'7", 5'8". And if you're checking people's signal to the input of the repeater, I think that's what you're asking for, not the output, because they can't test the output, but mine should be full quieting back to net.
I'm more looking for the input and what you're hearing. You're full quieting, absolutely dead quiet. I think I've got Kevin already. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location and messages to pass.
All right, so this is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is about 4 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37, so, you know, corner Heron Road and M37 might be descriptive. And then, I don't have any messages to pass, but just a report on the level of static. So I hear, similar to Scott's report, there's a kind of background, very low level, maybe at a 1 kind of hissing that I hear, and then most everybody, when they come in, that hissing goes away, and they're coming in full quiet. And so that's what I'm getting at my location. Back to net control.
All right, this is very promising. John, can you give me your call sign, and you can give us, what are you getting for your signals? John, you there? Anybody else want to join the net?
QSK. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Quebec Echo.
KE8, WQE, first name please.
Al Lima.
Al, how's your read with the, what's going on with the repeater? Seems like we're doing pretty good. You're coming in very well.
Right. I'm 5 miles west of Lake Ann on Spear Road. The only 2 static reports I have was the very first one from Spider Lake, and the last one just before me was probably a 1. The one at Spider Lake was probably 3.
All right, if y'all don't know, Drake and Joe were at the repeater site yesterday and installed a brand-new repeater and looked at some ways of reducing the noise, and so far it's been pretty darn good. So we'll just see if that lasts. All right, everybody, if you have your tablet ready, we've been sending digital traffic. If you're new to our net, one of the things that we want to do is, in case of emergency, we want to pass text with 100% accuracy and do it quickly. We're using an Android program called FL Digi. You can get it online. It runs on any Android phone or tablet. We're going to do a quick message here. This is 30 seconds. This is KTTC. Digital traffic is as follows. right, we're going to see how robust your system is. If you receive this message, please check in.
Other X1J, full copy.
Drake and 8 EMH, we got it.
KF8AGY, full copy.
KBA-BJ, got nothing but gibberish, no copy.
NHCN, negative copy, but I think it's my own fault.
Kilo Delta 9, whiskey uniform, full copy.
EPC, full copy.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Mike, whiskey, copy.
All right, we got six copies and two negatives. That's not too bad. So we must be doing something right here. Again, a huge, huge thanks to Drake and Joe for putting the work in to kind of diagnose down our gremlins. All right, that's it for me, everybody. I'm glad to be back. You know, too much sunshine and warm weather. I can't take that. I got to come back to Traverse City with doom and gloom. But today was pretty nice weather. But anyway, thanks all for attending. We're going to turn the net over to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Chairland.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Before we get started, I have a few announcements. Every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., we have breakfast with hams at JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road, just west of Garfield. All are welcome, and this is a great time to casually connect with your radio buddies. And tomorrow night at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, is Project Night. All are welcome to attend, and we'll see what projects we're going to be working on tomorrow. This is KF8AGY. My name is Kevin. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. Break. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community to commute in information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. The measure use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Break. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained short-time stations. Second, Echo Link and D-Star. And third, general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in, you send me your call and your first name, and I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. Thank you for your patience. I don't have a topic for tonight, so I'm just going to talk about the nice weather and the fact that it's not going to last, at least according to the forecast. This is WATCM, Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time, time-constrained stations. And because you are time or energy constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. First short time check-in, please call now.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Okay, Christopher, I got you. Next short time and time constrained station, please.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I've got you. Next short time or time constrained station, please call now.
Okay, none heard. Let's go to the top of the list. Christopher, KF8BMK, go ahead with your transmission. And Kevin, stand by.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you, Kevin, for taking the net tonight. Not too much new going on, just glad to have some nice weather to work in. And I'm on short time tonight because I need to go out and check on my maple syrup boiler. I've got a batch of syrup going right now. So that's all I've got going. Back to you. This is Christopher, KF8BMK.
Oh, Christopher, very good. It is that time of year again. The sap is flowing. People are collecting it out of their trees, and maple syrup is going to be coming just around the corner. I hope to see some of your wonderful maple syrup sometime soon. Kevin, K9WWU, go ahead with your transmission, and then I will take one more check for short time stations. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. This is Kevin Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Yeah, it's got around 72 here today in Northwest Indiana, and I think we broke a record or two. We are in the process of moving or decluttering the house, a.k.a. moving. We're taking a trip up this coming weekend up to the Northland. And we're going to spend up 4 days up there in the Traverse City area. And we hope to see everybody next week on Tuesday. And hopefully shake some hands and say hi to everybody. But this will be the second trip we're making. We're on a trip of a total of four. So anyways, good talking here and everybody. And this will be Kevin Pio, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. I will be standing by.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for your transmission there. 72 in Northwest Indiana today. We had somewhere around 60 in Traverse City, not quite the 72 you had. But we did have some doors open, and I've officially declared it shorts and T-shirt season. As far as you getting ready to move, I've been there about 10 years ago. I can only tell you that it gets once you've got it all behind you, and then you can just forget anything else in your rearview mirror. So I wish you luck with that. We look forward to seeing you up here in the North Woods. At this point, I will take one more check for short-time time-constrained stations, and then we will move on to Echo Link and D-Star. Any more short-time or time-constrained stations, please call now.
Kilo, Yankee 8 Hotel, KY8, Neil and El Crafted. I will be in and out, and I will be seeing everybody at breakfast tomorrow.
All right, Neil, good to hear from you. I look forward to seeing you at breakfast. Any more short time or time constrained, and then we'll move on.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima, India. Over in Traverse City. I will be here short term, and I'll be out.
Okay, KF8 FLI, can I get your name, please?
This is Nick.
All right, Nick, I guess you're acknowledging short time constrained. You were in and out, I believe. Okay, at this time, I will take anybody coming in through Echo Link and D-Star, and be aware that there may be a little bit of a delay as the packets travel across the Internet and make their way to the repeater. So first Echo Link D-Star check-in, please call now.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Mike Whiskey.
Okay, KF8 to BMW, can I have your first name,
Mike,
please?
Quebec.
I'm
I'm sorry. Come back with that. You walked over me.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Mike Whiskey, Nick, November, India, Charles, King.
Okay, Nick, I got you. Next, Echo Link, D-Star check-in.
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec, John.
Okay, John, I've got you. Next, Echo Link, D-Star check-in. Please call now. Okay, none heard. At this time, we will move on into general check-ins. I will call for a check-in one at a time, and then once I've got the list for general check-ins, we'll go back to the top of the list with Echo Link and D-Star. First, a general check-in. Please call now.
Whiskey X-ray 1 Juliet.
Okay, Scott, I have you. Next general check-in, please.
This is Mark.
Okay, Mark, I have you. A little bit of noise on your end. I'm not sure what it is. Sounds like it could be electrical or a microphone or something, but... we'll give you a go once we get down to your spot on the list. Do I have any more general check-ins at this time? Please call now.
Okay,
Edgar, I've got you on the list. Any other general check-ins?
Tony, KEUSBZ.
Okay, Tony, I've got you. Next general check-in, please. I got CNK. The rest of it was a little bit distorted, and you didn't hang on to the repeater. Would you like to try again?
N-A-P-N-K. Mike?
Okay, Mike, I got you. Next general check-in, please. Okay, none heard. I will go back to the top of the list with Nick, KF8 BMW. Go ahead with your transmission, and John, KC8 CMQ, please stand by.
Good evening, Nick, KF8 BMW, coming to you from Echo Link. I did try to talk into the N9KOP repeater. I'm located all the way in Alpena, in the city of Alpena, and I tried to talk into the N9KOP repeater with a portable. Sometimes I can make it, sometimes I cannot. We did not have a local nut here in Alpena tonight, have not in a couple weeks now. But back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Nick, very good. You're coming in loud and clear, and all the way from Alpena. I hope the weather was nice for you today. We got some more coming around the corner. Probably second or third springtime will be just beyond that. So at this point, I will... go ahead and say thank you, Nick, for your transmission. And John, KC8CMQ, go ahead with your transmission, please.
Well, okay. Well, good evening to everybody. I'm also 9KOP because I'm only about 8 miles away. I tried on that internet that was right ahead of you guys. I wanted you to check in with me because we didn't know. And Eric had the keys, and then they were in between them. Just close out. So I said, well, it would be a pair of that. They did have a nice on the HD. Anyway, they want to pass that through. But we had a good day today. We got all the Christmas lights down. Of course, I'm 78 years old, but we got to take our that. But all that done, cut up some of the ice that was on the driveway, and we're waiting for the next one. So, we'll catch you later. Hey, Mike, we're back.
Okay, John. Well, it sounds like you were hanging on to the repeater. I got most of the words, but what I did hear is you were doing what the rest of us are doing, chipping ice off the driveway and getting ready for the next big one coming through. While we can hope for better weather, I have seen ice pulling back from the north shores of some of the local lakes around here, and that's usually a good sign because with the longer period of daylight, we do end up warming up the lake pretty quick. That's all I have for now. And Scott, WX1J, go ahead with your transmission. And Mark, KC8ZAP, please stand by.
Hi, good evening there, Kevin. Thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. You're doing an awesome job. And it sounds like everybody's having a wonderful time basking in the sun. We'll check back in a couple of days and see if we're still smiling, but for now, it certainly was a wonderful thing to be outside kind of playing around. The one quick day in spring before the leaves start hitting the wall, we can get wires up in the air and move things around a little bit. I didn't do any of that today, but it was certainly a good day for that. And working on designing a new antenna and trying to get that pulled together in the next day or two, just to see if I can make something happen. 10 meters has been wide open, so see if I can put a MOX on in the air and do something important with that. So that's about it. There's nothing much going on this side. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. See you at breakfast tomorrow morning, and we'll talk to everybody later. Back to you, WATCM, WX1J. Good evening.
Hey, Scott, thanks for sharing with us what's going on in your world. If the weather starts to turn, we start looking to any new antennas we got to put together, and certainly we'd like to get outside and test them. I've been doing some testing on my NFED half-wave, codenamed the Afterburner. And when you see the article coming out on the 15th of this month, you'll know why it was named that. However, self-regulated its temperature once it got up to a certain temperature and did everything I had hoped it would do. So, Scott, good luck with that. Let me know if you need anything, any assistance. I'd be more than happy to help. Mark, KC8ZAP, go ahead with your transmission, and Edgar, KA8HYE, please stand by.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and I just want to say hello. Kevin, you're doing a great job taking the net, and I appreciate the fact that you can do that. And then I just want to say hello to the rest of the group out there. Just briefly, I spent a little bit of time taking down my Christmas lights because take advantage of the weather and the temperature, that sort of a thing. And then I was kind of playing around with a stray key that I have and trying to get the idea that, well, maybe I might want to try doing Morse code after all these years, and maybe I will. So it's just something that I'm toying with right now. So that's basically it. And so this is KCACAT, back to Mexico.
Well, Mark, you picked a great day to get those Christmas lights down. I think we've had a major amount of melting here. We're going to get hammered again. I also understand that we've been talking in the club about some Morse code key sessions to learn Morse code for those of us who haven't done it before. I'm definitely in that ballpark. And get that straight key out. I'm getting my paddle key out, my oscillator, and I'm kind of looking forward to learning just a few of the basics. Edgar, KAEHYE, please go ahead with your transmission. And Tony, KE8SBZ, please stand by.
WATCM, this is
K-A-H-Y, and wasn't sure I was going to be able to check in tonight and have a sort of a intermittent voice problem, and so advice that my voice breaks up. It's maybe not the radio, but just me. So all my snow and ice in the driveway is gone. In fact, the frost is gone out of the driveway, and I've got a dry driveway instead of mud, so that's a good thing. Good as the next tonight. You guys play too well. This is K-A-H-H-Y.
Okay, Edgar, very good. Intermittent voice, huh? I've never had it cut out quite like that. When it does, it cuts out completely, but definitely not intermittent. And anyway, I hope whatever it is, you get over and you're feeling better soon. Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z. Tony, please go ahead with your transmission. And Mike, N-A-P-N-K, please stand by.
Hello, Kevin and everyone. This is K.E. at SBZ Towing. Oh, it was a beautiful day today. I got out, had an appointment on the other side of town, and got out and enjoyed a little bit of clear skies and a little bit of sunshine. And it was just great, even at home, leaving the windows open and feeling a little bit of breeze, and the fresh air getting in the house was just a great thing. Pulled out a couple of old binders and started going through them related to ham radio and seeing if there was anything of value in there, and started myself a do list of things that I would like to get accomplished in the near future. And man, that list got pretty long pretty quick. So I take care of the things probably that don't cost me a lot to start out with. Lord knows I got plenty of antennas and things that I need to get out there and make sure I got all the pieces. And it's a good time to do spring cleaning, let's just put it that way. With that, I'm going to pass it back over to you and wish you a good evening and hopefully see everybody at breakfast. This is KE at SBZ back to net.
Hey, Tony, I'm with you on the clear skies and sunshine. We did have some patio sliders open today, letting some of that fresh air get through the house. I was almost tempted to go out in shorts, but didn't have anywhere to go, so I just wore shorts at home and did what I needed to do. As far as the to-do list goes, you said it filled up pretty quick. I have to tell you this, Tony, that your to-do lists probably fill up faster than mine do and faster than most people's. I don't know where you find all the time. Anyway, yeah, if you're going to be at breakfast tomorrow, I hope to see you there. Mike, November 8th, Papa November Kilo. Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and then I'll make another call for general check-ins. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks there. Yeah, you're in Kitten with the nice weather there. It's been super, super beautiful out. I definitely had the patio door open as well, let the air circulate. Definitely been pretty nice there. I heard you mention some more shows that are going on. I have recently taken up starting to learn the paddle key and starting to kind of take that on, so I was kind of interested in some more, more information on that. Other than that, interesting for me as a newer ham, the ATX might be able to do that and check it out, so that's pretty rad. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have here, so I'll pass it back to Nat here, this is NATNK.
Okay, Mike, very good to hear you. Heard you through most of your transmission, then we got a little bit of static, so it was a little challenging. But, yeah, I've had Morse code on my list for a few years. I just was more working on my licenses. I got my extra back in February, so now that I have nothing to study for, I guess it's time to learn Morse code. So at this point, I've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to call one more time for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour net and wish to do so, please check in now.
KC8CM2 with Lisa.
Okay, I didn't get all the call sign. I got KC8CM. Could you come back with your call sign again, please, and your first name?
It's 0-Charlie-8-Charlie-Mike with F. I was on earlier on Echo Link. John, you read off the Hotel November. This is the walkie-talkie we just bought, and I just wanted to see if I was making it. I'm about 9 miles from the repeater with a 10-watt going at it, so I just wanted to see if this thing was working. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, I think I'm pretty much on the same kind of handheld you are, and you've got full quieting on the repeater, and your audio is definitely legible, so that that handheld is doing what you need it to do.
Thank you, sir. You have a good evening.
John, you also have a good evening, 73. And at this time, there being no further check-ins, before we close the MeshNet, does anybody have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Break. Okay, hearing none, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 o'clock p.m. T-Barge AuxCom net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, operating this evening as your net control under the club call W8TCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. W8TCM, clear.
Thank you.